you didn't bother them, they wouldn't bother you. They didn't think you was trying to catch them or kill them or do something. It's all right, they didn't. But if you got to mocking with them, trying to do something to them, they'd kill you.
Yeah, just like an animal, you bother him and then it's his business and not yours. Did you lose any meat at all in the weather?
Yeah, a time or two we did. It'd be rainy and damp, you see. Cold weather, like, you don't hurt, but you take this sweaty, foggy, damp weather a lot of times it will.
What happens?
Well, that bone gets sour in there and spoils.
Let's see, I better make a note that I'm using the second reel or first side. I've heard a lot of people say that, and some people don't know how to cure their hams, and they lose a lot of hams.
Yeah.
I imagine that's a sad thing, work to get a hog butchered and then get him put away and then lose it.
Yeah.
How about butter? Well, what do you say butter does when it begins to smell or taste?
Well, we used to milk some just old range cows, you know. We'd have our own butter and it'd be big yellow bowls of it, 2 or 3 pounds of bowl, you know, eat that stuff. Didn't taste like this butter does now. More sour now than anything.
Yeah, that's about right. It didn't look like this either, did it?
No.
Now our butter looks like oleo.
Right.
What, when butter starts to smell, what do you say it is? Is it spoiled or?
Oh, it gets old. I don't know whether it's spoiled or not, but it just gets old and rank. Mm-hmm. And you can cook with it and it's all right, but.
You can't eat it, not unless you put this stuff in, huh? What do you call milk when it starts to turn sour, when it just starts?
Well, I call it blinky.
And then what's the next step?
Well, just sour.
Does it, when it begins to get thick, and when it gets thick, then what do you call it?
Well, it finally turns into clabbered. Used to hang up that milk that way and make some clabbered cheese and put some cream and sugar on it. God dang, it'd be good.
Well, I'll bet it did.
Yeah, us kids would just go after that. We'd hang up a sack just for that, you know, and let it drip, and we'd want it dry. And then take it down and slice it, put that cream and sugar on there.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, you bet. And we didn't buy much. People just had more to eat then.
Yeah, well.
They had everything at home.
If you didn't have it 1 year, you raised it the next year.
Yeah. And you didn't have to jump in the car and run off town to get something. We had it at home. Didn't blow the first time I went down, get 100 pounds of sugar, or maybe 700 or 800 pounds of flour, and stack it up in the house.
Did your mother ever take fruit and make a pie out of them? Cook it in a deep dish?
Yeah.
Did she call that a pie when she did that?
Well, she used to make a blackberry pie, pretty thick, with plenty of juice and that's my favorite pie.
Did she ever take peaches or apricots?
Yeah.
And bake them in this dish without a bottom crust?
Yeah.
Was that ever called a cobbler?
Fried pies. She'd fix them, you know, and put this peaches or apricot and put something and just fold this dough back over here, you see.